Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is truly and mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. We are a reflection of who He is, and we can grow from glory to glory. There's nothing that can stop us from growing if we choose to grow. If we choose the life of God. In Satan's attacks, his life works against us in a more aggravating way if we buy into some of his ways. Remember, the world is like leaven. It turns everything into sin. When he attacks, it's intended to get you off balance, change your focus, and get you to try to attempt to live your life aside from God. That's where you become weak, and that's where he will appear to have the greater advantage. But no matter what happens in our lives, when we look to the Lord, we go through things steady. Not only does his schemes not work against us, we have the ability to overcome it with joy anyway. And also we win and help others in the process. That's why the enemy is careful about the battles he picked to fight when he wants to fight us. Satanic people don't like to be embarrassed. They'll back off to save face. Satan wants to win every round. When he can't win, he runs. He's a coward. And remember, he has to fight us on our level, those who are in Christ. And so we can't let him distract us. He's not necessarily as motivated to fight people that's not his, that's not of God, or people that's on his side. He's not as motivated to fight their life, but he usurps their authority and controls them with their fears and with their emotions of fear and doubt and unbelief. Wherever they don't know God, that's where he has his wiggle room. But when you look to the Lord and something devastating happens, you remain in peace. The Lord knew that thing was going to happen. There's no reason for us to be anxious over anything. And that's not being heartless. That's just how it is. You look at the situation and you attack it with the healing love of God. Whatever happens, you're going to do it, God. You're going to pray for people. You're going to, not to save face, but you're going to pray for their health, their healthy mind, their healthy body. The Lord will heal you, and you'll live from that healing standpoint. The Word of God is a healing process. When you believe on Jesus Christ, you have fulfilled all the ceremonial laws, all at once. When you walk in the love of God, you fulfill all the moral laws of God. Because as He is, so are we in this world. If we keep looking at Him, we keep being more like Him. And instead of having defeat, we begin to have victory. And it develops all the logic that goes with it, the mindset that goes. A mindset goes with victory. Victory is not just you overcoming Satan. It's a way of life. It's a mindset. It's a heart set. It's receiving and doing the Word of God. It's allowing that healing process to enter the earth realm. And it's God's will for us to live just like they do in heaven. Even though we do warfare, even though the world is against us, even though they talk about us, God has a counter for everything Satan does. But the only way to perform it, and I'm not talking about stressful performance where you got to perform for people. That's a dead end road. We're living. And we're operating the love of God. We're operating in the confines of the love of God. And there's no stress when you do it that way. But if you try to save face, you try to act like everything's all right, that's not, that's getting over into Satan's wiggle room. Because pride will cause people, that's why people try to save face or try to be something that they're not. Or act like everything's okay when it's not. But when you follow God, you'll have the wisdom to know when to say what and when. Sometimes it's better not to mention things. It depends. God, the Holy Spirit will help you with that. Sometimes it's better to mention things to people who pray. But nevertheless, you just have to take on the judgments of God. You receive His logic. See, the Holy Spirit will respond as a spirit of counsel, just like the spirit of knowledge or wisdom. And He'll give you personal things to do. But whatever God gives you to do is from the standpoint of love. It's not to save face. It's not to seem better than somebody else. It's all about love. It's never about vainglory. Vainglory is where Satan gets more wiggle room. All he needs is a little leaven to leaven the whole lump over time. But if you're steadily receiving the word of God, if he begins to leaven you somewhere, you can attack that leaven with the love of God. And that's what has to happen. I'm drawing your attention to something that's great. Some people have tried to live the life of God and they are worn out. And this is why. You can't attack Satan with his tactics. You have to focus on the Lord. Some things, I may not know what to do. If there's something that I never had to deal with, if there's a skill set that I never had to deal with, and now I'm in the mix, and I got to deal with it all at once. I know I can win if I look to the Lord. If I can look to Him, He'll give me everything that He'll give me my format, and I'll win. And I've done it. And every time that there's a hard case, I look to the Lord and pay close attention to what He's saying, and hear Him out. There's no rush. You don't have to react to every little thing that happens. When this is a way of life, you will begin to win in greater ways. When this is your way of life, nobody can make you choose these things. It's your love for God that causes you to do it. One day I said, I'm going to do things God's way. And I mean, nobody can stop me. I'm going to walk in love. Whatever God give me, that's what I'm going to do. And things start working better and better. But when I follow if I follow my own path, that's where I have the problems and troubles and aggravations. And it's slow to get rid of it, if I can get rid of it. But if I follow God and His Word, see, when you fill your heart with the Word of God, you're living from His wisdom, from His knowledge, and then you'll have His success. That's what His success don't just fall out the sky. It comes from doing His Word, trusting His Word. And when you act on His Word, it becomes faith to you. You receive it because you trust it. And then you speak it or act on it. It becomes faith. Before you can believe it, you got to receive it. So receiving it is first. Knowing him gives you a strong advantage. Daniel said the people that do know the Lord, their God, will be strong no matter what happens against them. And this, he's not talking about in good times. He's talking about in the in the thick of it, in the evil days, in the tribulation, when Christians are being killed, but just because they love Jesus and believe Him. See, a lot of people now, they name His name, but they're not His people. And people's hearts are getting harder and harder and harder that don't love God, to the point that they despise those that do love God. The enmity that God put between His seed and Satan's seed is growing. And the enemy is using the wiggle room people give him to intensify. And the Lord is using the love of His people to reject the darkness and expose it. See, people can get away with darkness when there's no light. So the world, the solution of their mind is to get rid of the light. Because we embarrass their pride, because our light works and theirs can't work. Their religions don't work. Their religions is letting them down because they don't work. The only thing that works is, you see, when you follow God, your whole life works. And theirs can't work. We're the light of the world, the salt of the earth. That world is collapsing. They can't make good judgments in it. They use all their wisdom and wit and logic to do wrong. And they are leveraged by Satan. They have no peace and they are driven to darkness. And their deeds, their everyday deeds, causes poverty in every form. They're living off you. Those who love God, they produce all forms of prosperity. Even money. It's the love of God that produces, just like we talked about yesterday, and the Lord titled yesterday's heart-to-heart broadcast, likeness, because we live in His likeness. When you live by the love of God, you produce prosperity. The earth will cooperate with those that love God. When people that love God plant seed and there's no death in them, They've not killed anybody and they don't murder people. The land will produce for them. Those who love God, those who are obedient. But those who take life and governments that kill God's people, the land's going to stop producing for those countries. They're going to get into a dire poverty. And they'll have to trade with people who love God. And all their prosperity is tied to what other people do. And once great nations are becoming, they're going to become more and more poverty stricken. When it rains, that land won't produce if they get rain. And if it did produce, the locusts will eat it up. See, with disobedience attracts all forms of catastrophe. And Satan knows this. So when you choose the things of the world, the devastation comes with it. Everybody that loves the things of this world, the evil of it, they're sterile. They can't produce life. But those who love God, those who seek the Lord, those who do it God's way, those who operate according to God's wisdom and principles, they produce. They're like a living farm, a thriving living farm. But those who are hateful and they obstruct life, they hate life, they hate the ways of God, they are like the dry deserts without water. And they become hopeless. And they think they can turn off the lights and be all right. Once they get what they want, once the Christians in the countries where they've given over to Satan, Once they kill their Christians and silence their voice, once all that, the leaven ramps up and the sin is on the rampage, their whole thing will collapse. And it's going to collapse quick. And God is going to judge it. They're going to cause earthquakes to happen. They're going to cause more earthquakes to happen. More tsunamis. More problems. And they're attracting that asteroid out there that's coming. Tom Horn said it'll be here in 2029. That asteroid don't have to hit the earth, but the sins of man will pull it to them. It's out there too. It's coming. It's the sin that it's attracted to. It's going to pull it straight in the path of the earth will catch it. But if people turn their heart, God can move that. That's not hard for God to get rid of the asteroid. If they try to blow it up, it's going to turn into fragments. Your sin will attract it to the earth. That's how it is. Devastation just don't happen. You have to have a sin base. And then the devastation will come. People that don't understand sowing and reaping, they continue to do things the wrong way. But if they just take a strong look at their life, and an honest look at their life, if you go around doing wrong, things happen that's just wrong. You may steal and get away with something, and when you don't have the love of God, you can even feel euphoric because you got over on somebody. But it always happens 100% of the time. Something's going to happen against you. The value of what you stole will be taken from you. And this is how it'll happen. And I've seen it so many ways. People waste money. Other people will steal from them. You're going to be disconnected from it some kind of way. You'll go to jail or even premature death. You will be divided from the things you got in the wrong way. Some kind of way you will be divided from it in this life. Or you'll lose your life entirely. And when people go to hell, they're disconnected from that money. There are people that's got money in the banks on earth in their name, but they'll never spend it. Because they went to hell, and in hell they'll never drink water, they'll never spend money, they'll never have luxuries. The demons will continually scratch their eyes out and torture them, just like what Mary Kay Baxter said in the YouTube videos. The Lord took her there and showed it to her. Some of the people she saw were very rich and wealthy, but then now they're there and they're hot. And they're being tortured. And it stinks. But those who love God, they'll go to heaven. And that's far better. It's more fun being in heaven than on earth. It's more fun to live according to God's word than to live a life of crime, where you're hurting people, taking from people, lusting after people, using people for your own needs and gain. But when you love God, you become productive. You're a blessing. You're a contributor to society. You're not a taker. God's ways are far better, far better. They outlast time. Time can't destroy what God does. Time enhances what God does. Real faith, time don't affect real faith. Or time don't affect steadfast faith. See, faith don't have to collapse. It can ever increase. You can have ever increasing faith. If you're believing God for healing and you're in pain, increase your faith. keep believing God's word. Don't go by the pain. Don't go by what it looks like. Don't go by the suffering. And look to Him. Please look to Him. That way you'll be steadily supplied. If you look to Him, you'll be steadily supplied and you'll be ready for everything. God will enable you to win. And you will win. It's very easy. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.